We are back. Last part of the show. We'll try to do this. Well, you know what? The show's ending the way it started. Not professional. I have gotten my shite together.
We've
all had moments tonight, though.
Yes, we have.
This is not one of our stellar.
Our most tight performances. No.
No.
No, it's not.
It's probably a guest's fault.
No. We do this.
No.
Sometimes we just all, like, lose our minds.
Yeah, it's Joe's fault. It's fine. Why not? So we do that. So explain Ann Jackson, Pip Helix.
How can one explain Ann Jackson? Ann Jackson is a Japanese national who was scammed by somebody.
That's not a Japanese person who plays on the Washington Nationals.
Because
we were talking about Hideki Matsui before. I didn't want to.
Oh, yes. This is an actual person from Japan.
We have a whole Asian thing going on here.
It's
the show
theme.
Has a theme.
Yeah, you're all disrespectful.
We're going out for Chinese food later.
Nice.
And so Ann is somebody who... She was scammed by somebody who pretended to be an American soldier who fell in love with her. And she gave money to this person. And she finally, after giving money to this person, she realized that she was taken. And so then other people came to her and said, you know what, we can get your money back, but first you have to give us these banking fees and these transfer fees and things. So she threw more money after, you know, more money after the first money. And so she got... scammed again. So once she thought, oh, I think I figured this out, she thinks she's talking to all of these authorities from the FBI and IC3 and Interpol. She's really talking to scammers. Wow. And she thinks she's got a handle on this, and she's leading other people who've been scammed down the garden path saying, I know how to get your money back, and they're just getting into more trouble.
So I was tasked with trying to figure out what her deal is.
Yeah.
And I relate the emails. Before we get to the game, we played a game. Pip will explain the game in a second. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention on the break we heard new music from IKYZ. I don't know if it's Ikeys. I don't know.
Oh.
Because I don't know.
You're perplexed.
Well, there's one vowel and one sometimes vowel, and none of them are where they should be.
That sounds like somebody who would win the lottery.
But anyway, I like the song Kilo. I like Kilo. That was the first song. And then
that
we
was
heard,
cool.
Yeah, and then we heard Free Ride with their song Outsider.
Nice.
Yeah, and you can learn more about both of them at deucemusic.com. Deucemusic.com. So we created a little game, Brett.
Okay.
That we play every week, much to our delight.
Yes, because Anne has a little bit of a problem with the language and a little bit of a problem with logic. And so we have a couple of things where we try to guess what kind of things is Anne going to work into the correspondence this evening. And category number one is Mr. Davin.
That's how she refers to me.
Mr. Davin?
Yes.
Mr. Davin. We want to know how many times is she going to say Mr. Davin in this week's correspondence. And then... category number two is Choke My Money, which we started seeing the last couple of weeks, so I'm throwing that out there. And number three, an all-time favorite, Fucking Assholes. So I'm thinking that that's going to be one that we're going to hear this week. So now, Joe, how many Mr. Davins for you?
I'm going to go with five Mr. Davins.
Five?
Okay.
So five?
What?
You were five. You were like six. No
five. Yeah, you know, very perceptive. Yeah,
I listen.
All right. Yeah, five Mr. Davins.
Okay, and how many Choke My Monies?
Well, I'm going to go with one Choke My Money.
Okay. How many Fucking Assholes?
I see three here and a guess. No. I go with three, actually.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to say six Mr. Davins. I think at least one Choke My Money.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going with two Fucking Assholes.
Mm.
Right, what do you think?
Before I do that, when will we find out the answers?
Immediately.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to come back next week.
The first one is Mr. Davins. Four.
Four Mr. Davins. How many Choke My Money? It is a phrase she uses.
I'm going to go three.
Ooh, three Choke My Monies. How many Fucking Assholes for you?
Two.
Two Fucking Assholes. Okay. Well, you know, that's it for tonight.
Them pen doesn't want to play?
Well, we're having tech issues here and there, so I don't think that we're having any players in the pen tonight.
Mm. Our shit's working, isn't it?
Yeah, our shit's working fine. Their shit isn't working tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
That's their shit that's not working. All right. Here we go. Dateline, June 28, 2014. Subject, I'm going to send a letter to your President Obama.
Sure you are, honey.
Why is he getting involved?
She demands attention.
He doesn't even take care of the things he needs to.
Settle down.
It's always Obama's fault.
Well, this could be, and Anne's going to get straightened out.
Actually,
somebody will.
The title for tonight's segment is Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama. So this is the subject of the email that she sends to me.
Okay.
It's in the subject line. Mr. Davin!
Uno.
I'm going to send a letter to your President Obama, because I need to send my opinions to him.
I'm sure he's waiting on the edge of his seat for this.
That's what he waits for. Needs a little input from a Japanese natural.
National.
No, yeah. Subject. This is how I contacted White House. Even the other people, FBI, Interpol.
White House.
You ruined it. You talked over it.
I'm sorry. It's hysterical. This is how I contacted White House.
Well, people want to know, Joe. We're trying to inform. Uh-huh. This is how I contacted White House. Even the other people, FBI, Interpol, and UN. To President Mr. Obaman.
Read that back, please.
To President Mr. Obaman. I'm sure it's going to get his attention.
Yes.
I'm sure he's going to get right on this. Drop everything.
As soon as you see typos, his ears, they prick right up.
Well, maybe she also wrote Trump's letter. Who has time for spelling at times like this? There's no time for proof.
Important.
Trump's doctor's letter, I should say, not Trump's letter.
Yes.
Yes, I should. Trump is an excellent speller. To President Mr. Obaman, my name is, then she gives her real name, going by the name of Ann Jackson. Fighting against the international scam because I am big victim, too. And this is why I make the videos to warn people.
Okay.
I wonder if your video is going to pop up.
Maybe.
I could just see Obama in the Oval Office. Hold my calls, please. Dear Mr. Obama.
Joe, come in here. This is going to need your expertise. Yeah.
No, this is when he throws on a cape. I'm Obama.
And Blue Hawk shows up. What are you doing here?
Look up.
I do hope USA can do something about this because the scam gets involved in terror activities, illegal transactions, and money laundering, and the terrorists raise funds to cause wars by using this scam. What the worst is they also have connection with black mafia supporting terrorists.
Black mafia?
Black mafia.
Who's the black mafia?
I think you know.
Their lives matter, too.
They do. They do.
Black mafia matters, too.
Obama only knows the half black mafia, so I don't know if he's going to be able to help.
Funny.
Please, now, this is PLZ. She abbreviated when
PLZ.
Talking to the
I don't think
the
she
president.
Did.
What?
I don't think she did. Please, just spell to her.
Well, either way. Please kindly take actions against those mafia countries like Nigeria, Ghana, and Malaysia. This is not a joke because the terrorists use U.S. soldiers' photos to make fake profiles to cheat on people, and this is how they can get lots of money to cause wars. Well, she's actually kind of on point on that.
Wait a minute. Yeah, she's actually now realizing that the people, she said that they're taking the military people's ID and they're using that to scam people but she's been saying that those are real Americans that have been scamming her. So she's actually flipped over and she's recognizing that they're scammers using their identities.
Well, when you're gonna
when
write
did that happen?
When you're going to write a letter to Mr. President Obama, you realize you got to get your shit together, Pip.
Yeah, but she's got her shit together all of a sudden.
Yeah, you got
she's yelling at you, you filthy American.
She's made several comments to current events that she's right on.
I know.
She's crazy, but, there are some things where she's not stupid. And she's got her, her shit together on a lot of stuff, So it's interesting that she has this,
I mean, all the thing that she said in her little preamble there is true.
Yes.
Everything that she's saying that why these scammers
I think when you're going to write to Mr. President Obama, you get the most sane voice in your head to write. Now, the sane voice isn't good at spelling.
No.
But it is the most rational one.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. I had to point that out, but please continue.
I will. I shall. Let's see. This is, do not forget the attack of WTC.
What?
World Trade Center.
Oh, I know.
She's writing shorthand to Mr. President Obama.
Yeah, I know. She figures he's in the know.
I think we're going to call this one a letter to Mr. President Obama.
Obaman.
Yes. Do not forget the attack on World Trade Center, and the terrorists are still doing this against Western world. Thanks for your kind attention. And then she gives a couple of her YouTube videos. She gives one of her YouTube videos.
He's got time to watch.
I know.
Hold the calls.
He has an hour of downtime a day, I'm sure.
So the president responds.
Oh. What?
Thank you.
No.
Thank you for contacting the White House. President Obama is committed to creating the most open and accessible administration in history. That begins with taking...
That's funny.
Just making up his own punchline.
Yeah, get back to the comedy. All right.
Settle down, Trumpster. That begins with taking comments and questions from you, not you. He don't want to hear from you. And you don't want to hear
He doesn't
hear
have that kind of time.
No, Mr. President Obama is fielding other
you have
calls.
To page 55 and furthermore.
Yeah. Look, I thought the Ann Jackson email was funny, but look at this guy.
That begins with taking comments and questions from you, the American people, through our website.
Hold on. And Ann Jackson, the Japanese national.
She's special. Our office receives thousands of messages from Americans each day, and Japanese. We do our best to reply to as many as we can, but please be aware that you may find more information and answers to your questions online. We encourage you to visit the visit whitehouse.gov regularly to follow the news and updates and to learn more about President Obama's commitment to moving our nation forward. For an easy-to-navigate source of information on federal government services, please visit www.usa.gov. Thank you again for your message, the Office of Presidential Correspondence. So it sounds like he's right on this.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like this is going right to where she hopes it will.
Right to the man himself.
Yep, yes. Yep. That's pretty amazing.
Right to the man himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I respond.
You're not the president.
Somebody should respond.
He's Mr. Obama.
Yeah.
You misspelled the president's last name.
You dick.
I'm curious to see if they notice. That is what I responded with.
All the things that they call him in email, that's going to be the
one. Yeah, but those aren't
really
spelling mistakes.
Yeah, I know.
I'm pretty sure those are intentional,
that's
too.
That's policy.
I'm pretty sure Trump has a nickname for him somewhere.
I'm sure.
Actually, Trump hasn't given the president a nickname.
He's too busy going after Hillary.
Well, no, but Trump is always good at multitasking nicknames. Yeah. It's kind of his thing.
Yeah, but kind of
that's his hook.
What would be the
that's
point?
His you might be a redneck.
No. What would be the point, though? He's, like, on his way out, so why?
No, because he would tie it into Hillary because Hillary's going to do the same thing Obama did.
Right.
So it's the same agenda. Mm. So
good point.
That's where he ties it in.
I hope Barack gets a nickname. Be nice. I want a nickname.
Oh,
not from you.
You have them.
Nobody wants yours.
Yeah.
All right. This is subject to me. These people are fucking assholes.
Wait, fucking assholes. Ding, 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 ding.
Yay.
Yay. On the board.
Mr. Davin.
Up ooh.
God oh, damn it.
So-called James Harrison Miller is still in line. Who is a fucking asshole destroying my whole life?
Oh, it's singular. Can't use it.
He is hiding. I asked one friend about Yahoo Messenger and did the test. Parker Green is also online. These are her scammers. Various Milligan's scammers.
The gang.
You can ask the Pentagon to arrest these people, including Brown Cotton. Go ahead, because they cheated on my money. Do not forget about Melvin Santos, too. I am waiting for a reply from the White House.
Wait, she got a reply. That's all you get, honey.
You know what? That might be on the last days. That might be, there's still time.
Mm. What are they going to do? Pardon her?
I think once Trump gets elected president, he's going to respond to all the crazies. I think that's going to be the final month of the administration.
Oh, God, that would be entertaining.
That would be so great. That would
be very entertaining.
All the shit he needed to get to. Now that Donald Trump is going to be president, we don't have much longer to live. So let's just answer some of the nuts. It's going to be a fine 6 months of the Trump administration. Anyway, I'm just kidding. I don't know. It could be eight. I don't know. Subject, where are my funds? So-called criminal Melvin Santos.
That she spells right.
Yes.
On the dot.
So-called criminal Melvin says on the business card.
Sure. Where are my funds? I am broke because you cheated on my money, too, for fucking UK funds. James H. Miller never returns the money to me, and you are a criminal asking me to cooperate with him. Why? I am not his fiancé.
No.
Again, the relationship.
Yeah, she's letting out more and more.
He cheated on my money, and you used this fucking man working under UN. You are a
fucking liar.
Want to take a guess?
Asshole.
Real asshole. Very good.
You're a real asshole.
Not a fake asshole.
No, exactly. Yes. Don't be fooled. That's what's killing our country. We're letting too many of these fake assholes in.
Yeah, but some of them are so realistic.
But they're killing us on trade.
But they're using a special plastic.
They are using a special plastic. Don't accept a pleather asshole.
No,
you want a genuine leather asshole.
Squeaking.
Did you mark down the asshole?
Yeah, no, because it's got to be fucking assholes. We're very specific about this game.
Okay.
Yes. Because we're fucking assholes.
Tough game.
Yeah, it is.
You said that you were real from UN, but do not reply to Mr. Tavin.
All three.
Ooh.
She snuck that one in.
Yeah.
You admit yourself as a fake one as well as a scammer. Shame on you. I just know one thing. You are a dirty Henry.
Dirty Henry.
That sounds kinky.
Yeah. You know what? I want to try that later.
I was going to do that with a rusty trombone.
You know what, Carol? You're went out with him, and he gave me a dirty Henry.
You're a dirty Henry.
You're a dirty Henry.
That's kind of funny.
Not to be confused with a skanky Hank. Yeah.
I prefer that.
Originally done by Hank Aaron.
when he hit 755, the old skanky
Henry.
Hank.
I think he got an award for that.
He did.
Dirty Henry.
You are a dirty Henry.
You're a dirty Henry.
You're a dirty Henry. Playing on the victims and choking their money.
Oh. It was choke my money. Judges?
No.
Oh,
pronouns matter.
Come on. No, that's gerund.
Gerund.
I've never choked any money.
Never
choked a chicken.
Yeah, that I did, but no choking money.
You dirty Henry.
I am a dirty Henry.
Leave your chicken alone.
Yes. On the victims and choking their money. Go to hell. You also choke my money.
Choke my money.
There you go.
Hey!
Banner night.
Choke my
money.
You also choke my money by using the scam skill saying the funds are transferred to Australia. You use that fucking idiot lawyer called Morris Moribe who cheated on my money over...
That fucking idiot lawyer. Use that fucking idiot lawyer.
Wait, can you reuse that?
Esquire.
That's
fucking idiot lawyer.
Esquire.
Who cheated on my money over $5,000. Shame on you. You will burn in hell after getting stroke. She's now calling her shots like she's Babe Ruth
after you get in stroke.
Yeah, so she wants stroke victims to be thrown into the fire.
Because you're like all gimpy and shit and not thinking and can't really move your mouth properly, but you're in hell, so you can't tell no one. You can't bitch.
Can't yell.
You're stroke. Yeah, there's nothing you can do. You're stroked out in hell. That's what she's saying. This is what's going to happen.
I know. She's bitter.
No.
Nah, a little.
No. Well, should we stop for the night?
We can go a little bit more.
Just a little bit more.
Sleepy.
Yeah, I could tell.
I know.
All right, we'll do a little bit more. Then we'll
Just a little bit.
June 29th, 2014. Thanks, I typed too fast and did not notice. Thank you, I will send mail again. This is about me.
Saying that she typed out his name.
Are you trying to choke her money?
She wants to choke his throat.
So she writes them, this is what I'm working and fighting for. I really want to hear from you. Attach the videos I made for people around the world in order not to get scammed. So she makes YouTube videos. I wonder if they're not as viral as yours.
Not that I know of.
They do have Asians in them.
Nice.
At least one.
Yes.
I like Asians.
Now you do. Now the one knocked you upside your head and set you straight.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
George, thank you. You're doing God's work. to President Mr. Obama.
President Mr.
Obama.
Mr. Obama.
To President Mr. Obama. She got it right this time.
Domo regato, Mr. Roboto. Domo, domo.
Domo, domo.
This is blank, going by the name of Ann Jackson, fighting against international scam. I am sorry for the previous mail to misspell your family name due to the fast type. All I want is to hear from you. You don't want to proofread shit you're sending to the President of the United States.
No, of course
Who's got
not.
Time for that? Just like you don't want to proofread shit you want to send for a Republican candidate. Who's got time for a spell check? Get out of here, you stupid little paperclip. Ain't got no time for you. This needs to get there pronto.
She spell checks like the people at the Chinese restaurant that a menu board that I go to. Mm. I like their clicking.
Maybe their spell check is set up differently where it's broken English.
That's funny.
Yeah, they have good clicking.
I like their clicking.
Yeah.
I like fried clicking.
No, it's not fried. It's fried. Fried clicking.
That's number 14.
Yes.
Yeah. You go there too.
This scam is like invisible killers who threaten and kill the victims. This scam destroys the many the victims. This scam destroys many the victims by using financial loss, and some victims commit suicide, which is true. This scam gets involved in terror activities, illegal transactions, and money laundering around the world. The most horrible thing is that the terrorists raise funds by using this scam. There is one thing I pay attention to. Not me.
Yeah.
And not the scammers.
No.
No.
This scam is kind of a payback to Western worlds.
She's right.
Yeah. The victims the victims wanted to send money to the U.S. soldiers, but unfortunately, they sent to the scammers. This big amount loss will destroy the economy in the Western world. Well, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, slow down.
Please do not ignore this issue, and please do something about this. Thank you for your kind attention. And they gave her their general response, which is the same response I gave before, where all crazy shit goes.
Look, not job. I mean, thank you for your letter to the president.
She writes again. She's on a roll. Let's see. This is a blank by going by the name of Ann Jackson fighting against international scam. All I want is to hear from you.
I'm sure.
Her and everybody else. It is really hard to stop the scam because hackers are everywhere, stealing the info from the banks and victims. They hack the victims and watch them, and this is why we have the cyber war. Furthermore, it is outlaw in international cases, and this is why the criminals are not easy to get arrested. In 2011, I got scammed, and my friend Jimmy Jones got killed by the scammers, Pedro Simpson and Jianthi Maram from Malaysia. That was her initial scam from Thailand. Impersonating FBI man and a woman. I did call FBI head office asking for the help. I lost so much money, and I cannot get the money back. They killed my friend, and I am suffering from financial loss. Also, I contacted CID, Interpol, and UN asking for help. Finally, they also asked for the never-ending payment, which totally destroys my whole life. Mm-hmm. And she's lost the plot, though.
Yeah.
Because she thinks the real authorities.
Yeah.
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 I made the videos because I have free time on my hands. No. I made the videos. I made the videos because I do hope to stop the scam and terror activities. YouTube is powerful, Brett. I hope you've learned your lesson.
Yeah.
It can uplift and bring people down. Please kindly take actions by using force and pressure on some corrupted countries. Now you can see the wars happen everywhere. Even Bin Laden got punishment.
Whoa.
That's why we went in there.
Bin Laden got punishment.
That was some punishment.
Yeah.
Time to hoist around. We never stop the wars. If we can stop their funds, perhaps they have no way to buy weapons to cause wars. Thanks for your kind attention. P.S. This is my blog. Casey's got some free time after responding, Joe. Can go to the blog, learn a bit more.
I mean, some of what she's saying is making sense.
Yes.
Yeah, and she's in and out.
Yeah, and as usual, some of it is not.
And then she writes again, as she's wont to do. So what a crazy person does.
Can't keep a crazy woman down.
No. To President Mr. Obama, this is blank going by name Ann Jackson, fighting against international scam. That's, we're not really sure. For or against, but.
Not sure.
Against international scam, but finding no ways to help the victims and myself. This is why I sent the mail to you asking for help and hope you can take actions against the international scam and stop the criminals, including mafias, terrorists, and real cyber criminals. Please watch this video happening to me and is involved two soldiers, IC3 and UN2.
Sure it does, honey.
I also contact the mess media fighting against the scam.
The mess media. I love that.
That's what she calls the media. And I, because Trump likes to insult the media, I think he should adopt that. That would be awesome if he started calling them the mess media. There they are. Look at them. The worst people. They're the worst. Liars. The mess media.
Oh, be great.
Wouldn't that be a great rally, Joe?
Yes.
Mess media? Mess
media.
M-E-S-S?
Mess media.
They choke my money.
They choke my money. I also contact the mess media fighting against the scam. Thank you for your kind attention. Let's see. Do you want to do a little bit more? Stop. I'll do one more.
Okay.
Subject, you will get arrested.
I hate it when I get emails
like that.
Is that
from Joanne?
She wouldn't email you.
Yeah.
It'd be a nice man or a woman in a suit.
Yeah.
This is to Brown Cotton. She writes this to Brown Cotton and copies me on this. You will get arrested soon as long as I report you. Fuck you, assholes. You destroy my whole life. Of course, that fucking Miller, too. You and he are coward hiding somewhere, and you do not think you will be arrested. You will see the result. That idiot Melvin Santos will be fired soon. Believe in me. He is...
a fucking liar.
Fucking assholes.
Assholes.
He's an asshole.
Singular.
He uses me and cheated on the victims. Money, all of you. All right, so we'll stop there.
Okay. Oh, we are short. Well, I'm very short. I'm using it, you know.
Oh, sorry.
They're stealing my pen.
You had a pen, Joe.
Devin's,
I don't know what happened to
penless.
It.
I don't know what happened to them.
I shoved it up my ass. It's more comfortable that way. Yes, I don't know where it was. It's on a table. It's gone.
Why is it more comfortable that way?
Oh, would you?
Your handwriting's illegible.
I'm going to get another pen, and I'm going to demonstrate to you.
No, it's not more comfortable at my ass.
I can't believe. Look at how when he shoves it up there. Look, he can sketch.
It's not charcoal art.
They're colon etchings.
Henry,
colon?
Dirty Henry.
That's a Dirty Henry.
Yeah, that's a Dirty Henry.
There you go. J- Joe, that thank you, Joe, for defining and Brad for defining.
A dirty entry.
Dirty help.
He said they're not charcoal etchings.
Maybe you went to improv class too. You're acting out. It's a little sketch. You're acting out the Dirty Henry.
That's sketch comedy right there.
Oh, it's sketch comedy.
Not to be confused with scat comedy.
Nice. Both.
It's a sketch comedy about Dirty Henry.
Joe, what was your motivation when you were acting out Dirty Henry?
What was your
motivation? Can you use a number two pencil when you do that?
Joe, I feel Dirty Henry was about you, but it was about something else, too. No. What deep, dark place does this come from?
If I were you, I would expand on the character on how he wanted to shove a pen up his asshole.
Yeah, I like that you're talking about expansion with your Dirty Henry. Yeah.
Where did he come from? Where did he get the pen? Will he use
it? Do you
think
this has to do with your father, Joe? Yeah.
Why is he named Henry?
Because Joe's playing a character.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, if it was Dirty Joe, it'd be too obvious.
Yeah. Yeah.
We know class would choke your money. Yeah.
Yeah. We know what a Dirty Joe is. That's a come on the thigh and leave out the door. That's a Dirty Joe.
That's a Zombo.
That's a Zombo. Joe's actually done that.
To a Z CD. I was actually listening to, I have my iPod, so I'm listening to songs that I have to go over with the band just to see how to get the breakdowns before I sit and learn them. And I'm in the car, and actually our CD came on. And that was on. And I was laughing like hell because I haven't heard it in a while.
Were we funny?
Yes, we were funny.
We used to be good at this, Brett.
I know. I like
you should have come on the
I
show.
I must
then.
Have brought you guys down.
No, 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 no. I offered you for you to come on the show then, but you wanted to have a real fake interview with Lisa Ann.
Oh.
Yeah, you said no.
No, I was actually waiting on other things.
Yeah,
it
that
wasn't
didn't work
Lisa
out.
Ann.
4 years later, he's done waiting, and here he is. There he is at the corner.
No more waiting.
Yeah. I did ask him to come on. He's like, this isn't the opportunity I'm looking for.
Welcome.
I was waiting for Fox and Friends.
I'd like to see you
now
in
you
outnumbered.
Got stupid and Friends.
Fair enough. Yeah. Although Friends is a loose word.
I just caught that. Let me just give the count. There was three Mr. Davins, and all of us guessed high. There was one Choke My Money, and Joe and I both said that there would be one of those.
Yes.
Brett went high with three. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh,
and
right.
There was
Brett.
Only
I'm
one.
New.
There was I'm only new. One fucking assholes, and we all guessed too high. So no winners tonight.
Yeah, but that was good for you, though, because usually your categories suck.
I know.
You were on point.
I used to be on point.
Yeah.
We switch things
You'll
around.
You'll never get a swelled head around here.
Yeah. So the question is Pip back on her game, or is
yes.
this just a fluke?
I think she
yes,
is.
The answer is yes.
I think she
we'll see.
Is.
We'll see. I'm not getting crazy yet. I'm not getting too hyped up for Hero Tits. We'll see what happens.
Why, Davin?
Oh, hero
that sweet talk.
Smells like oil and vinegar in there. I don't know if I'm horny or hungry.
A little of both.
Oh, hero tits.
Are you going to get her on your show?
Who, hero tits?
Hero tits, oh, I'm no. right here.
No. Anne, whatever her name was.
She's not agreed to come on yet.
Oh.
But she writes religiously.
Okay.
But she's not agreed to come on yet. Maybe I'm part of the mass media. Maybe I'm not.
Yeah, she's not sure.
Yeah. All right. So we got all the tallies?
Yeah, we did. We're boring you,
what?
Joe?
You just fucking yawned on the mic.
You did.
It's late.
He's
it's
very
not
relaxed.
That fucking late. It's still a mic, stupid.
It's 9:30, and he's like eating the mic with his
Sorry,
yawn.
Sorry, been up at 5, worked all day, jumped in a car, sat in rush hour traffic, and came here.
That's fine.
Sorry,
just don't do it again.
I don't have time to do a cartwheel coming in. Sorry.
I don't ask for a cartwheel. Just don't fucking turn your head away, stupid.
But I do. I missed the cartwheel.
The cartwheels?
Yeah.
Settle down,
that.
Hero tits. Oh, hero tits. A fucking great superhero fucking shows up. Distracts the criminals
hero
all of a sudden.
Hero tits and Dirty Henry.
Somebody should make a sketch.
Yes. Uh-oh.
Joe, you're Dirty Henry.
Yeah. Oh, good. Get the prime role.
Your skill is making pens disappear up your ass when fighting crime. And she's all hero tits.
Yay.
They are heroes.
Something Dun-dun. Smells delicious. Oh, it's just hero tits. Are they fresh hero tits?
Fighting crime one sub at a time.
I like that.
Thank you.
I like that.
Thank you.
But it's kind of a turnoff that they're foot long, because they're kind of long.
Yeah, that's like droopy.
Yeah,
and
nobody
pancake-y.
Likes. Yeah, well, not pancakey.
Well, if they're foot
hero
long,
hero tits
yeah.
is doing breakfast now. Oh,
yeah.
Pancake tits.
Just like McDonald's. Breakfast is available all day long.
Yeah, and just like McDonald's, both are making me ill.
Okay.
Let's thank some people for allowing this to transpire. Let's see.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food.
I got my read.
All right. Well,
if you're in the mood for great Italian food, shut the fuck up for a minute.
Oh, you found your reads?
I did.
Okay. Yeah, I can't believe you blamed us that you lost your reads.
I didn't blame you.
Yes, you did.
No, I said you should have it written down, too.
Yeah, but we never got a copy of them.
Of course you did.
No, we didn't. Mm-mm. Never. No way. Mm-mm. No way.
Nuh-uh.
No way.
Well, I blame you for that.
Yeah.
Settle down, hero tits. I fucking put some more pepperoni on that shit. Are those just nipples? Anyway.
That just sounded like that. Ted Knight. It was like, Danny. How about a Fresca?
Yeah. How about a Fresca?
It's 1983 in this show.
Sorry, we're doing classic bits.
The way they never intended it. They appreciate it. They roll over in their grave.
I just want to be the next Pete DiLorenzo.
Oh, God, that's funny. You need a limousine.
I know. A beat-up limousine and have my girlfriend drive it around.
Is he still around?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. We're gonna go see him one night.
I should get him in.
Oh, God.
Eat this. He get me a beer.
Did you get a role in this movie?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, no, yeah.
That's what Brett was waiting for. That's why he wouldn't come on the show.
I'm going to play Joe Franklin.
Yeah, right.
I met Joe Franklin. Joe Franklin is very nice. He never brought up Pete DiLorenzo.
He's full of shit, Joe. I know he's dead. You shouldn't speak ill of the dead.
But you're about
so
to.
Full of shit. That guy was such a...
Was he?
Oh, yeah, big time.
By the way, I should point out, you should have a little bit more respect for me. I do not speak ill of the dead. I speak ill of both of you, and you're right here. So I'm a better person
why
than
wait?
Brett Eidman.
Why wait?
Yeah, once you're dead, I'm not going to pay you another thought. But now... I got shit to say.
You're a fucking saint.
I spent.
I should be in a coffee mug.
You should be in a coffin.
I'll tell you about.
You tried. Good try, Dirty
Henry.
Tell
you about Joe Franklin. I tried to get on his show because my friend was on it. And so I'd call up Joe Franklin's office and I'd say, hi, Joe. It's Brett Eidman calling. You know, I just wanted to see when you can put me on the show. He says, Brett, he said, do me a favor, call me next week on Tuesday. So I'd call him next week on Tuesday. Brett, do me a favor, call me on Thursday. And I'd call
him
on Thursday.
Are you calling him or Roger Paul? Who are you calling?
They call after two.
Yeah.
So yeah. I did that for a year.
Of course you did.
And I still didn't get on the show. Just wanted to just do it for one solid year.
Yeah. Wow.
I used to perform at his comedy club that he had in Times Square.
Joe Franklin's.
Yeah. He saw the act. He was very nice.
Did you ever go to his office?
No.
What a shambles.
Yeah, I heard that shit.
There's
all over
rejects
the place.
Working there. It was horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate to surround myself with that.
You get the call up there like, the back of the office. And I'm like, oh, can I please speak to Joe? Hold on. Joe! It's like I'm calling out.
Oh, no.
And he's like, oh, Joe Franklin.
You know what? Maybe
hey,
that
Joe,
viral
Brett
video
Eidman.
Really captured the real Brett Eidman. I'm starting to think. You know, we tried to rehabilitate this career of his.
Maybe he is really nasty racist.
Maybe Rachel's right. Maybe you don't deserve a response. I think George has been duped.
Brett Eidman's on the phone.
Even hero tits can't save you.
Please, hero tits.
But they
help.
Tried.
All hero tits. She stuck out her chest.
I did.
But they tried.
Fucking shows up. There's just lettuce all over the place.
Oh, God. That's funny.
All hero tits.
Stop with the vinegar. That's not for up here.
Stopping appetite with a single jiggle. That would be a great porn superhero. Hero tits.
Hero tits.
Yeah.
That
would be a good porn. Dirty Henry. And hero tits.
You could have made that suggestion when you were doing that last gig.
Which gig was that?
With the chat room. Or
oh,
whatever.
The stripper?
Yeah, the stripper. You ever get that gig back?
No, she's gonna entertain without me, Jeff.
Really?
We still talk on Twitter, right. But I think she's going to get the guys off without my help.
All right.
I think my fluffing has been retired.
Oh, that's too bad. You were great with the assist.
I was. I'd like to think I helped get some guys off.
All right.
I bring pleasure to people. Mm-hmm. I'm like hero tits without the tits.
Yes.
That's what I do. Right.
So you just like smell like a salami sandwich, but no tits. I can't.
You make it sound dirty.
Yeah.
Is that like a is bunch? That, is that what the hero was? A salami sandwich?
No. Well, no.
I was
said
fucking
before.
Tuna. It was a tuna
like,
hero.
Oh.
It wafted up.
It smells like.
Did you go over Subway Green?
No, I actually didn't have a hero today. That's why I was sniffing my shirt. I'm like, why the hell does this smell?
Well,
like
what kind
a
of hero did
sandwich?
It smell like?
It just smelled like oil and vinegar, and it's like you would have on a hero.
Like
you're gonna
dip bruschetta between your tits.
You've done worse.
We've had worse snacks here.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean it's kind of weird that basically you're saying your tits smell like grease. Oil and vinegar?
No, just the shirt.
Well, like the San Gennaro feast.
Well, usually your clothes smell like cat piss, so we'll consider this an upgrade.
Yeah, this is an upgrade.
Yeah, so?
You'd eat this.
No.
No.
No, I'd starve. I'd be fine. I'm going to die.
Okay, no booby buffet.
That I like.
Yeah.
And your excitement was noted. I'm going to outlive you. Yeah. Trust me. I will go the day after you go.
I will outlive you if it kills me.
And I hope it does.
I've been
talking with the ex. We're working on it. Yeah. Things are moving along nicely.
Well, she bought me a big bag of sugar. Trying to kill me.
Did she?
She
well,
did?
I barred sugar.
Why, do you have diabetes?
Yeah. Yeah. And I barred, what happened was I had low blood sugar on Saturday. Right. And I go, Joanne, can I borrow like some packets of sugar? And she goes, you don't have any sugar? I don't have sugar. Can I just get some? You have packets of sugar? Yeah, I'll give you some sugar. So she puts out 5 packets of sugar and I use them. And I go, look, can I have another couple of packets? Well, are you going to use all my sugar? No, I just want another 3 packets. Well, you have to go to the store and buy them now. And I'm like, all right, I'll go. Or I'll steal them at 7-Eleven. I'll do something, right? So she goes to the store last night, comes home. On the side of my kitchen table is a pound bag of sugar.
That's a nice gift.
No, it's not. What am I, starting a fucking bakery? What do I need this thing?
And I'm like, I'd give you sweet and low if you needed sugar.
Yeah, and I'm like,
now your blood sugar went up like 480.
Yeah. Yeah, so really. I put it back, and I'm like, and I wrote her. What's this all about?
I wrote her.
Yeah.
That's
well,
how we.
Yeah.
Oh, we email mostly. We rarely talk.
That's how they communicate.
And then she's
busted. That's how there isn't blood all over the nicely painted walls.
Yeah. And she goes, you know, I can't. You know, I you needed sugar. And you're, I go, well, why wouldn't you buy sugar packets if I was using sugar packets? And I didn't ask you to buy this. Well, yeah. And she goes, you know what? You're never using anything of mine. I don't want you to touch anything of mine. Now, you know what? You notice how
that's
I always
been
tell.
That's longstanding.
Yeah, but I always tell. Don't
she had
touch.
Hair tits, it wouldn't be.
Yeah. Yeah. But don't touch anything of mine, right? I'm walking through my house one.
Now he's awake, by the way.
I'm walking through my because I'm pissed. I'm walking through my house one
like
day.
Like you weren't?
Yeah, I look in the big bathroom that we have, and I go in there, and I notice my coffee mug, my good coffee mug from the Auto Museum, the one that cost me $15 that I liked, is in my is in the bathroom by the bathtub on the floor, just sitting there.
Maybe to catch the piss.
There's nothing in it.
There's nothing in it, and
maybe
I'm,
to catch the piss.
She already took it out of the toilet, so
yeah.
It's
and
just
I'm
sitting there.
So I told her yesterday. I go, why did you touch my mug? Oh, well, I wanted to use it. I go, but
maybe the tub was taking on water.
What
she
did
had
she
a
use
bail.
It for?
Who the fuck knows?
She's bailing out water.
I'm afraid, but one mug at a time.
But I told her, I go, why do you feel that I can't touch anything in this house, but you can?
Yeah.
And she goes, well, because you're a hypocrite. About what?
Well.
but wait.
Why don't I get asked such open-ended questions?
Is there anything in your house that's ours, or it's always hers and mine?
God knows the bills aren't ours. Oh, I take care of that, you know. But
it is hers and ours.
Yeah, it's always been. There's a wall. Like she built a wall of condiments on the kitchen table. It's like she's Trump at a kitchen table, and she built this wall. And you can't. You
the
can't.
The ball salsa's trying to get to the other side.
Oh, God forbid a fork.
Who built the wall?
Oh, she did. And God
did she pay for it?
Yeah. And God forbid a fork makes its way across. Holy cow.
God.
If we had immigration here, the way we had on my kitchen table, it's more secure country.
What's her background? What's her ethnic background?
Insanity.
She's Italian. Yeah, insanity. Yeah, she's Italian.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. What? You're all saying that, like, oh, fait accompli. She's Italian. Oh, we understand. Yeah. Like, it's understandable. All Italians are, like, fucking nuts.
Well, I thought maybe it's, like, some kind of culture. Some kind of wacky culture, maybe.
Wacky culture?
Yeah.
Like what? From where?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
From Transylvania? What?
I just think she's from Crazy Town.
Yeah. Like I always say, it's the chicken and the egg thing. Was she crazy before Joe, or did Joe make her that way?
We'll never know.
She was crazy beforehand.
Both.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little both.
I think it's a little bit of both. I don't think she'd be this.
I am so glad I'm out of that bedroom.
It's nature and non-nurture.
I get the best night's sleep out of that bedroom because she would have the lights on all night, and then she'd rouse me. You're on my side of the bed. I go, not even in the bed yet. Get out of here. It's like trying to sleep on a subway.
Where do you sleep?
I sleep. I have my music room, all my keyboard set up, and I had a bed in there. It was an old like guest bed. It was really good because people would sleep on it and get the fuck out the next day. So
the mattress wasn't like that.
Yeah, so she knew that I had to sleep on that. I'm like, you know what? Bullshit. I'm going out. I'm going to make this the most comfortable bed. I got the pillow top sheets. I got the memory foam liner. I got memory foam pillow. You sit and tie your shoes on this bed. You fall asleep.
Was it a Bob O'Pedic?
No, it's a Joe-O-Pedic. And I got everything. And that bed, I get the best rest in there. Oh, I love that bed.
Yeah, one day you won't wake up. Anyway.
Wow. Aww.
Look at the boys getting along.
We threat to kill each other.
It's not a threat if it's delivered upon.
No, it's just another show, yeah.
We call it Tuesday.
Yes.
Yes, we do. Yes,
we do.
Now that Joe's awake, should we do the plugs and get out of here?
Yeah, I think we should thank some people.
Why not? Do you want to feel safe?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need a safe space? No.
Yeah.
Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they ever attack? Of course. We all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction in hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ Ferdico today and learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at russferdico@yahoo.com. That's RussFerdico@yahoo.com. With training from Zombie Martial Arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesca's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet is still elegant. Francesca's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesca's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesca's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country, and every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m., Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that just has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. And this October 14th, there will be a great show coming up featuring Joe Bronzi. Experience all the Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey, or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990, or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Giancarelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.giancarellispizzanj.com. That's www.giancarellispizzanj.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff. Old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Giancarelli's.
Angel's Bakery has been family-owned and operated since 1927. Their pita pillow is the heartier pita and has no artificial flavors, colors, or preservatives. Pita pillows come in classic white or whole wheat. In fact, the whole wheat variety provides 52 grams of whole grains in each serving. It's the edible container and the perfect choice for snacks, dips, and sandwiches. Pita pillows are even the bread of comics. As a comic, it's not always easy for us to eat healthy while we're on the go. With all natural ingredients and the pocket design, pita pillows allow us to do that without having to break out the old slop towel. Eat a delicious sandwich and not worry about making a mess. It is another reason why Pita Pillows is the bread of comics and should be your bread of choice as well. Pita Pillows are available in New York at Fairway Shopping Centers and Best Market. You can order them for delivery at angelsbakery.com. You can learn more at angelsbakery.com. Make sure you check out and follow Angels Bakery on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, at Pita Pillows for some hysterical content. Pita Pillows, the bread of comics, where the only thing that isn't funny is providing you a delicious and healthy pita bread.
Side-Splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. Comedian, murder mystery, Santa Claus who's a performer. Side-SplittingProductions.com. Side-SplittingProductions.com. 551-404-3094.
Hello, friends. Head Bob here, head carpenter at Home Depot. Do you love decks like me? Need a place to unwind after work and down a stiff one? Come to Head Bob, whether you need an extension or a brand new deck. Head Bob's your handyman. But don't come to me for closets. I'm out of the closet. business. I just do decks. And I use only the most powerful tools and treated hardwood, and I'll treat your wood nice. Already have a big deck? We'll come and stain it. We can attach a new deck to your back door. And there's nothing nicer than having a lovely big deck coming out of your back door. Just imagine your smile on your friend's face when he sits on your big, beautiful deck. That's 1-800-HEAD-BOB. 1-800-HEAD-BOB. Toodles.
I wonder if we can get a Dirty Henry there.
Dirty Henry.
I usually do that read.
We have a guest. Be generous. Brett, where can people keep up with you?
BrettEidman.com. We're on Facebook, Twitter, at Brett Eidman. Facebook is just Brett Eidman, BrettEidman.
He's looking at me like I'm fucking bothering him.
I don't
this.
Know. In the name of comedy.com, BrettEidman.com, whatever. Call
it's
me.
Your shit to promote. Don't
oh,
look
okay.
At me.
All right. Just,
I don't
yeah,
mean to fucking
follow,
burden you.
Follow me on Facebook at Brett Eidman, BrettEidman.
I hope all the fans are appreciative that we brought Brett. It took
well,
fucking 4 years in the making.
You know, good things come to those who wait.
Or you.
And anyway. By the way, Joe's girl says she likes big decks.
Oh, good. Good for her.
We'll
very
be
nice.
We'll be nice. Joe, what you got coming up?
Got an open house Saturday. Somebody come and buy the fucking place.
Head Bob should be there and show off all the fine craftsmanship. Should have him fucking greet everybody as they come in. Check out these closets.
Stop trying to shellack everything. Stop it.
Give me that one.
You got it from the East German judge.
That's good.
Friday. That's Friday, September 9th. I'm going to be in Burton, Michigan. No. I'm going to be in fucking Flint, Michigan, I think. I think Flint, Michigan. At Chip Supper Club. For tickets, call 810-875-6989. 810-875-6989. September 10th, I'm going to be in Doran, Michigan at the Doran Eagles. For tickets, call 989-288-2767. 989-288-2767. September 11th. Well, it's not usually a fun day, but fuck it. We'll make it fun. I'm going to be going hanging out with Trucker Tom, see the Tigers.
I know.
And the Orioles.
Nice. Awesome. He's looking forward to it.
Yeah, we'll have a good time.
Yeah.
We'll try not to bring up politics. Should be an enjoyable time. And then later on, I got a show at the Fireplace in Fenton, Michigan.
Nice.
Yeah.
At or in?
Oh, you saved it for
the
end.
Doing a whole tour of Michigan, huh? What? That's cool. Doing a whole tour of Michigan.
They requested it.
Nice.
Yeah. They said, please come back. What, you got something snide to say?
No, I'm tired.
No, okay. You wore yourself out there, Dirty Henry?
I got to tuck it out in the reeds.
That's why we had to let him do
he's
your
thing. He's not angry anymore.
Well, he's always angry. Let's not get crazy. Settle down there, hero tits. Anyway, for tickets, Mr. Helix.
They can't.
I like can't. Mr. Helix must call you hero tits. That's
I'm,
gotta
sure,
be like,
I'm sure that'll count up.
That's either got to be like role playing or like a safety word.
Yeah, that'll keep him sleeping.
Hero
on the
tits,
couch.
Hero tits, hero tits. And Dirty Henry's yours.
No.
Get together with Joe's go, Dirty Henry, Dirty Henry, Dirty Henry.
Honey, I thought you'd like the Dirty Henry. Get that pen out away from me.
It's too big. I said a pen, not a quill.
Yeah.
Funny. Happy pen.
An EpiPen. That's some expensive sex.
Yeah.
Really?
Anyway, Fenton, Michigan, Fireplace, 810-629-4505. Well, this has been something.
Sure has. Been something.
This has been fun. It's been an ordeal.
For Brett.
Yes. I'd like to thank the producer for working tirelessly over these 4 years to convince Brett Eidman to come in. Now that he's exhausted all of his other radio options.
That's it.
Thank you for settling on us.
That's usually what I say to sponsors after they sign the contract. Yeah. Thank you for settling on
thank
us.
You for
Brett,
settling
call us back next Thursday.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Joe.
Joe
Franklin. Mr. Franklin.
I thought you were calling me Joe for a second. I'm fighting words.
But we wish
he's
you
no hero tits.
Well, no, he's dead.
No, Joe Curry.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, so Joe Franklin.
There you go.
I was talking Joe Franklin. My
one.
Friends.
Either one brings about the same much to the comedy stage at this point. Anyway. Didn't even get a funny out of that. He's hurt.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
He's exhausted.
I'm exhausted, too. I've had enough of this shit. I'm not going to entertain you fuckers anymore. Get the fuck out. As Tracy Ullman, you
same
said,
here.
Go home!
Same here. I've had enough comedy.
Brett, thank you for hanging out with us.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you, guys. That was a lot of fun.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell that one.
Either way, keep on listening.
Bye-bye.